Welcome to A World of Good Podcast. This is a special episode we're doing on location in Seoul, South Korea. I'm here with my good friend Josh Weger.
Heyo.
We are just finished 3 days of the Asia Pacific Church of God Conference, which is a meeting that happens every year, every other year, in a different location. And they invite pastors from and leaders from all across the region to come and learn together, pray together, encourage one another, share reports. And yeah, it has happened here in Seoul, South Korea. We stayed near the Olympic Park at Olympic Park Hotel, which was about a 5-minute drive to Seungdong Church, which is where the meetings happened. They finished today.
They did.
We had our final lunch there. And we decided that we fly out tomorrow to go visit the church in Japan. And so we decided we wanted to go and explore a little. So we came down to, I should not try to say these words. I'm trying to say words
that
I shouldn't.
Do. Please try to say
because I don't have any plan to edit this, which is going to make it really complicated. But we just visited a really beautiful palace that some might pronounce Gyeongbokgung Palace. I don't know
somebody pronounces it that way.
A beautiful palace, one of the palaces built during the Joseon. I don't know if that's pronounced that way. Joseon dynasty.
Do you know how to pronounce your own name?
I do. I do know how to pronounce my name. I pronounce
enough that
no. I pronounce everything as if it's with Spanish vowels, which is never right, but I try. And then we found ourselves, we finished walking through the palace and decided we wanted to come and get some coffee. So we came to the most Korean coffee shop we could find. No, it's a Starbucks. But we found this beautiful rooftop, so we're sitting here and just wanted to process this last week. That was my long introduction to
this. I love it. Well, there's a lot going on right now, so I feel like our brains are trying to process everything we're seeing. From the busy street that
we're
seeing.
On a beautiful rooftop terrace.
We have a statue here of, I don't even know what these warriors are called. Some type of Korean traditional warrior.
Okay.
I can actually see the United States flag over there. So the U.S. Embassy is right across the way next to the palace. There's a street musician. There's fountains. There's all kinds of things going on here. So, yeah, I understand why your introduction went a little long, maybe.
I know. There's a lot happening. I'm really impressed, though, that we got here. Because lots of things are not written with English script. And so we got on a subway, and I thought, this may be the last time that we see our hotel.
Our bags, at least,
if we
right?
ever get back. But we did it. We made it. And yeah. So, Josh, this was your first time at the Asia Pacific Conference. My first time. I'd never been before either. Tell us what happens there, or what happened this time since you were part of that.
Yeah. Well, this time it was hosted by the Korean Church, since we are in Seoul. And I think it's been to many places around Asia. This is the 17th. Did you see that on the
17th
on the banner? 17th Asia Pacific Conference gathering. And so there was times of worship, times of prayer. There was country reports that happened. There was different speakers from different countries that shared. And it was extremely powerful to me. And I didn't process this before we came here. But the theme for this weekend or this week was peace.
Yeah. Ephesians 2:14, I think, was the passage that they used.
And I was thoroughly impressed with how the Korean church leaders from the beginning stated the obvious of, we thought this was relevant to be here in Seoul and have this theme of peace because we are a country at war, where there's this conflict that's been happening for so long. And we, you know, it was very obvious they want resolution to come to the Korean conflict. And it's complicated. Extremely complicated. So they started with that speech, and then there was all of this beautiful conversation and material and prayer that happened in the middle of the days that we spent together. But then they ended with communion today. But I was thinking about last night, they had North Korean defectors come and dance. And so, like, you could tell, like, they realized the complexities of the piece that they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not just lip service that they're offering to this idea of peace, but they really are examining what it means for them.
Yeah, and there is a number of different... we're not editing this, so this is just going to be in real time that we have some sirens behind us. We'll see if you can hear even what I'm saying. But they did a number of different really interesting sessions. So they did one on kind of the history of the Asia-Pacific region, the regional meetings. They did one on connected to that also just specifically in India and how the Church of God began in India. They did a youth and a women's session, which happened at the same time that you and I did a presentation on disaster relief that Michaela McCurdy put together. Now, officially Michaela Urban, I know.
It's going to be hard for a while.
I know. Who put that together for us so that we could sound really smart by presenting her information and talked then about what does disaster relief look like in the Asia-Pacific context as they support one another. And it was both learning and encouragement and worship and just a really overall really cool experience.
I'm just remembering that the first full day we had as a conference together, they took us inside the city, but it was a good hour long drive.
Everything has been a long drive.
Yeah. To a missionary graveyard.
Yeah.
And it spoke to the impact that those faithful missionaries and who oftentimes gave their lives
and their families
to this calling of taking the gospel overseas. So what a testimony to the faithfulness of those missionaries to have Korean leaders leading and the church in Korea, from what I experienced, is vibrant. And there's a good population that's growing.
Yeah. One of the areas that I wish we had spent more time at there is they talked about how the Bible was translated into Korean and how it was actually translated into Korean outside of Korea and then brought in even before the missionaries were there, and what that impact was. And so really fascinating, beautiful, kind of complex there that we got to walk through and experience before the fun experience of going to the sixth largest building in the world and going up to the 120-something floor. So seeing both the history and then the technology, and that probably speaks to kind of what we've seen our whole time here.
Yes.
The deep, deep history and then this very vibrant and new technology. And even the building that we were in, was this church building, was beautiful and unique
and brand new.
Yeah.
That's interesting, Andrew, and I think it's been fascinating here. You know, I was just in Germany 2 weeks ago, and Berlin is such a place that, you know, was devastated after World War II, and they've built all these buildings, and so I've always said it's an old new place.
Yeah.
And I experienced some of that here, where obviously, you know, even the palace that we were just at.
What was the name of the palace?
I'm not going to say. Even the palace that we were just at, we were reading some of the placards, and from what we could gather, a lot of it was destroyed during the conflicts, but it was on the original palace grounds, I think.
Yeah.
And but they've refurbished it, so it's a lot of new buildings that are old in structure and form.
Yeah.
So I just think that's fascinating, and it has done something to the culture here.
Yeah.
That I think is fascinating as well.
So what was something that surprised you about this event?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind was the large populations of people that came to this event. First of all, the Korean church had a very large presence here, I think, obviously, because of proximity and not being difficult to travel. But we're still in a post-COVID world.
Yeah.
And so there was a large population of Indian.
Indian was the largest non-Korean group.
Yes.
Was it 55 Korean
I
and
think that's
50?
Right.
International guests, or maybe the other way around. I don't remember
right
exactly
at that number, I think. And I think from India they had 10. Was it 15?
Something like that. Yeah. Philippines had a large group as well.
Had a large group, but there was a number of countries not represented because they could not get visas to get in.
Yeah.
And it's
even some people that were supposed to speak and be a part of things.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I think they're, you know, one of the reasons we're going to Japan tomorrow is because it just opened up.
Yeah.
Like it just opened up from the COVID lockdowns that they've been experiencing. And so I think that was a surprise that I was not ready for, was that we're still in that post-COVID world. We've been wearing masks this whole time. But it was so good to be with the people we were with. And I think maybe the listeners can relate to that the gatherings that they have had in person are extra meaningful these days.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that we heard regularly was how grateful they were to be together, to get to just experience that. And I'll say the Korean Church of God put on an incredible conference, and I don't mean just in the facilities and those kinds of things, but in the hospitality and the way that they welcomed and really made each of these international guests, us included, me included, feel very welcome. And I was so grateful for Reverend Moon, who is the new chairperson for the Asia Pacific Conference. And his son, Hirak Moon, were both the ones that helped make the hosting possible. And then Pastor Lee, it was his church that we were at. And all of those leaders did an incredible job of pulling together volunteers, busing us around to all kinds of different places, and trying to keep track of us, I think, was probably half the battle. But they did a wonderful job and was really grateful for the way in which they went about the work that they did and welcoming people. So like, really, really neat.
Even the hard, good work of translation that they were doing.
Oh, my goodness.
It was...
Yeah, because you're translating not just for people who speak quickly, but also for people who English is their second language.
Yes.
And so, man, they were given a very difficult task of translation and excelled at it.
And kept at it.
Yeah.
I didn't see frustration building. There was definitely some tired
translators. Yeah, some exhaustion.
At the end of the week.
A couple times you saw them flagging someone down like, I need a break. It's been an hour.
But I think that... That also was encouraging, actually.
Yeah. A lot of young people, all the young people doing the translations, that was really encouraging to see.
Yeah.
So, the next Asia Pacific conference, they are holding it in, drumroll please.
Nepal.
If they can't do Nepal, they said Indonesia is like a backup option. But I think their hope is to be able to have it in Nepal. Is that what I understood?
That's what I understood. I don't know much about the church in Nepal.
I was going to give a pitch.
Oh, you go ahead.
Wait for next season because you will learn about the Church of God in Nepal because I interviewed Reverend Dr. Amos Moore and his wife Simper.
Awesome.
And they shared the story of going and being missionaries from India, sent from India to Nepal to start the work of the Church of God. And he gave all kinds of great information. It was a fantastic, fantastic interview. One of my favorites. And so it will... get that edited and probably uploaded for next season. So
I'm excited to hear that story. I love, and I think we're hearing more of this at Global Strategy, of countries who had missionaries at one point now sending other missionaries to other countries.
Yeah.
But this is a story of a non-U.S. missionary going to a place, starting a church, and there being great life in the church now.
Absolutely.
But they're having it in Nepal. One of the reasons they wanted to do Nepal was that visas are not as big of an issue.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Don was telling me today, Don Armstrong, our regional coordinator in Asia Pacific, was telling me that they shouldn't have problems getting visas for hardly any of their countries to get into Nepal.
That's great.
That's very exciting.
That's great. And the last event happened in Qingdao, China. And I was not able to be at that one, but we had some great representation there as well. So we've gone from China now to South Korea and next to Nepal, excited for, continuing engagement across the region. And man, some of the stories we heard another interview I did was with, Reverend Dorothy Colney and Reverend Shelley Nguyen. We got to see some video and images from Myanmar that are just horrific of the things they're experiencing and pray over them. And, got to hear stories from work that's happening across India, and we met with we heard from the pastor in Nepal and some of the things that are happening there. I mean, just it was really neat just to see the ways the church is moving and engaging in really cool and unique ways all across this region.
Yeah.
And hopefully we captured some of those stories and you can hear them next season. That's the goal. When we travel, the goal is to capture those. And I have at least four already recorded. This is fifth. But the four that we'll do next season from these leaders that we got to spend some time with.
That's great. That's exciting. I can't wait to listen.
Did you love the food, Josh?
Actually, I did. I was surprised by some of the things I ended up eating.
Yeah.
Even today at lunch, there was something that looked like pork belly.
It looked just like pork belly. I got so excited and put some on my plate. It looked like pork belly, like smothered in barbecue sauce. So I was like, oh my goodness, they're doing this for me. It was not pork belly.
Yeah, it was definitely not.
It was eel. I'll tell you what it was. I found out it was eel. And I'll tell you that someone behind me in line that will remain nameless definitely scraped the food back into the bowl after putting it on her plate because she was not going to eat the eel.
I'm glad you said her because it sounded a little bit like you were implying it was me.
Well.
But I ate my eel that I put on my plate. But last night.
I did
night,
not.
Last night there was little, they weren't even minnow size. They were smaller than minnow size, little fish that were all together.
When your food is looking back at you.
But I thoroughly enjoy new food and new tastes.
I certainly did not go hungry. They took care of us. They fed us all the time. It was wonderful. Yeah. And snacks. And they did a great job making sure we were not and had food that was, I mean, just for the listeners, there was lots of food that anyone would have been okay with. They were very cautious to make sure that they had food for all kinds of appetites.
Actually,
so.
When we were out at the missionary graveyard, they brought out hamburgers, cheeseburgers.
And shrimp burgers. Yeah, the hamburger was delicious, of course. But
they did a great job taking care of us. But yeah, it's been a very cultural experience here in Seoul. Very clean city.
Efficient.
We have a KFC. We're sitting at a Starbucks. There's a KFC around the corner. What was the other restaurant we saw?
On the border.
On the border.
Yeah, there's a couple Mexican places, Italian places. But we're in the very metropolitan center
right
now. So that's and near the U.S. Embassy. But it's a beautiful city. And again, so grateful for the leaders that made this happen. And it is, especially after COVID, I'll just say it is so important for leaders to be together. And again, to be reminded that they're not alone. I think about this next week. 3WLN is happening, the Three Worlds Leadership Network, where young leaders from across Europe and the Middle East get together. And that's their theme, you know. I mean, that's not their theme this year is reemerge, but their main kind of thrust is, you know, you're not alone, that you're a part of, we're in this together. And I think that's what these events are. They're opportunities to be reminded that you're not alone.
That's right.
Even when you're in places that are difficult, that feel isolating and lonely, when you're in countries where you are not the Christianity is not the majority and you feel, if not persecuted, at least not privileged in a way that, you know, and look down on for that. And then they could come and be with brothers and sisters from around the region and support one another. So great, great event.
Yeah, great event. I look forward to the next time we can maybe travel to another Asia Pacific conference and re-engage with these awesome leaders from the region.
I think 3WLN, I think this is kind of where we're getting to the end of a number of these because in June I was in Tanzania where we had 12 or 18 countries represented for the All Africa Assembly, and then Caribbean had their summer fest. They did it online, but they had their summer fest, and then we had the Latin America, the SEED, the Inter-American Conference meeting in Brazil. Jim said they had 1,000 people there. I don't know. Recorded.
Number,
so he gave a really big number. I don't know if that's true. I was not there, but it looked very full. And now Asia Pacific, and then with Europe and the Middle East doing their Three Worlds Leadership Network, just great opportunities in the last 6 months to see the church come back together. And thank you so much for all churches and individuals that support those kinds of ministries that allow that to happen. It is valuable for our leaders around the world.
It is. It absolutely is. And they were saying as much. So that's really good. Really good.
Well, nothing else.
Hey, this has been a great experience, man. I love traveling with you. And the chance we get to record these podcasts to put a little remembering point out there on the web is good and important.
Yeah. And now we just got to see if we can make our way to Japan.
That's right. We can do it. I believe
we can do it
in us.
Well, thanks, friends. We'll talk to you later.